This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
106.7 The Fan. There's about a zillion things I want to ask you about. Whenever you hear OAR, it means our friend Barstool Nate is joining the program from New York. He never leaves his apartment. You can read his work at Barstool Sports. You can follow
he's
him at Barstool Nate. he's something.
he's not an
I want to talk Commanders. I want to talk Caps. But first, I don't know if you saw this. I saw the OAR boys are like all in on the Columbus Blue Jackets hockey team. Shouldn't they be Caps fans?
No, that ain't it. First of all, good morning, guys. How are you? Happy October 7th. Happy birthday to my brother.
Happy birthday.
They just do some, they just play the crazy game of hockey out in Columbus. They went to Ohio State, so they have close ties to Columbus. But no, they're D.C. guys through and through. Don't get it twisted.
All right, so they're Caps fans. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Of course.
Okay, Commanders, go out to L.A., start slow. Finish incredibly strong.
Came back rolling.
27-10 win. What did you learn from Washington? What did you learn from Jaden? What did you learn from this defense? What did you think?
Boy, was that first quarter difficult to watch. Let's start there. We can't have starts like that. That being said, after that, it was brilliant. I loved watching that game from the first quarter on. 27 unanswered. Once Jaden locked in, got comfortable, it was game over. Once the defensive line realized that the Chargers' offensive line was five of me and B. Mitch's out there, it was over. It was just
I mean,
it was a delight.
Don't put me with you, Nate. I'm way better than you when it comes to football stuff.
Me, you, and
bro,
Jeff.
I could get a sack, like, because rushing right by you. I put a swim move on you. You would never see it coming,
B.
Mitch.
Your damn ribs.
it was just great to watch. Bill was a stud. The run game is electric. Debo is, again, our offensive MVP. I thought the first quarter showed that the secondary is, you know, they have work to do. It is not our strong suit. But from then on, it showed if we can just get pressure on the quarterback, and this isn't groundbreaking analysis, if this team can get pressure on the quarterback like they did for the majority of the game, it makes the secondary's lives so much easier, and they don't have to, you know, be this all-pro secondary. You're not dependent on Mikey and Lattimore to be Darrell Revis. They can do just enough to be adequate to win the football game, and that's what happened. So it was a very, very fun second, third, and fourth quarter to watch, and I would love them to keep that performance up. Unfortunately, not every offensive line is as bad as the Chargers, so you can't expect it, but we know what they're capable of at least.
But I think when you look at this D-line, especially Kinlaw and Duron in the middle, Newton coming in, Goldman coming in, those guys have something. And I think if they can play dominant football, they help everybody out. The edges, the secondary, everything. Linebackers.
Yeah. I will say, playing against a bad O-line, it'll give them that confidence. Like, once you start getting hits on the quarterback, you know, they're going to want that feeling for the rest of the season. And so maybe, you know, this will put a little pep in their step. And again, I can't stress enough, the Chargers O-line is probably the worst we've ever seen. And I don't say that lightly. I as a Commanders fan, was offended watching how the malpractice that the Chargers have done to Justin Herbert. Because when he got more than 1 second in the pocket, you know, he's a lights out, fantastic QB. He might be dead in the dirt if it keeps up like this. I felt bad for the guy.
Yeah, I mean, those injuries change everything, dude. And I think turnovers change everything in the game. What's funny is, talking through all these different things that happened in that Commanders game, I think arguably the single play was Quan Martin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the single player might have been Jaden returning to the field. And Mariota was really good.
Quan Martin
was out
and then
there.
Luke catching that damn big pass.
Sure.
That was something special, too.
I think the emotional lift of getting Jaden back out there for these guys and this organization, I think that can't be understated. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many individual performances worth highlighting. But just having Jaden back out there, I think, for this team gives them a very, very different belief.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. And I touched on this either last week or 2 weeks ago, how the defense will definitely feed on Jaden's energy. It just feels like a different game once they start gunning into motion. Like, once the offense starts clicking and marching down the field, you can just tell that extra breather that the defense gets, like that extra, all right, we're in good hands with Jaden, that the defense gets. That being said, it wasn't the most efficient game for the offense. Yeah, we won 27-10, but still, you know, 2-for-7 on third down. You know, that has to get better. And that on the opposite side of the ball, you know, the Chargers were 9-for-16 third down efficiency. We can't have that. That'll be good enough to beat the Chargers. That won't be good enough to win all season. So there's a lot of stuff we need to tighten up. But I agree with you, JP. Jaden on the field, especially once he got comfortable, it's such a game changer that, again, won't show up on the stat sheet, but you can just feel it. It's one of those, like, just feelings that you get, and you can tell that the players feel it too.
But what it also did kind of show up on the stat sheet too.
Yeah, it did. But the thing of it is,
of course, but there's that thing that the je ne sais quoi that does not show up.
But as you look at that game, look at the Chargers. The Chargers have one of these controlled offenses where they're going to methodically go down the field, things like that. Do you think they take more chances if someone is trying to have, like, people throwing it down the field instead of all they were throwing were hookups? You know, you look at the amount of passes he threw and look at the amount of yards he had. Mm-hmm. It's not great, to be honest with you. You know, but the thing of it is, they run those 5 to 8 to 10 yard hooks all day. And we gave them that basically by running zone against them.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Herbert was in hell all game. And he still went 22-for-29. But yeah, like you said, only 166 passing yards. And it's a testament to how well our defense played and just how bad the Chargers offense is. I truly like Justin Herbert, and I think he's a likable quarterback. I think he's extremely talented. He should go on strike. He should be with a picket sign outside of the Chargers front office. Find me 5 guys who can block, because it was like what's his name on the Texans who got killed his entire rookie season. They never recovered.
David Carr.
Yeah. I kept saying Derek Carr.
Something like that.
He's on that pace. It's crazy. And I don't know what the Chargers are going to do about it, but they cannot make Justin Herbert play all season behind that line. That is a travesty for Justin Herbert.
Kind of moving forward, talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're a week out, right? I mean, they don't play till next week, but
yeah,
Bears coming to town. A lot changed for Chicago after the Hail Mary. Their season really fell apart. Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have seemed to find some good working relationship. You know, Chicago's won their last 2. How are you feeling about that game coming up?
It's a cool game, right? Like, it feels more rivalry than it really is, mostly because of how annoying Bears fans have been about Jaden. And I think it's cool that Caleb is kind of turning into a real quarterback. He knows how to, you know, put together a drive now. He's throwing a couple touchdowns this season. I think he has 8 touchdown throws this season, which for him, it might as well be a million. I have not been a Caleb believer, but you're right. A lot has changed with that entire franchise. They have a real coaching staff in place. They seem to run a real offense now. So it should be a very fun game. I love that they put it on primetime. I love that it's at home. I think we should win. I obviously we should win, but it should be a very exciting game. The Bears are no slouches. Like, they're not last year's Bears. They're much, much, much improved.
Their defense is last in a lot of categories, though.
Yeah, that's what we should win. Like, our offense should be buzzing. But, I mean, Caleb looks night and day better than last season, and I'm not a Caleb guy, but, you know, like, good for him, but I want to make his life hell. I want our defense to be like, no, we're not letting Caleb come into our house and, you know, throw. He has an 8-2 touchdown to interception ratio right now. I want to make that 8-5. That's my plan for Monday night.
Roma Dunze has 5 touchdowns in 4 games.
I mean, absolute crazy. Beast. Yeah, very good wide receiver. There's no denying that.
No, there is not. With the Commanders, how are you feeling now? I feel like you've been uneasy at various times. They're now 3-2 through 5. Got the Bears and Dallas over these next 2. Where are you at, just kind of in general?
I think we should feel good. I you know, a lot of injuries have piled up. Guys are slowly coming back. The schedule ahead is a wacky one. A lot of next 7 games are nationally televised. If you're including the 4:25 afternoon national games of the week, we got the 8:15 Monday night. Then we got the national game of the week against Dallas, back to Monday night in Kansas City, Sunday night against Seattle, 4:25 against Detroit, the Madrid game at 9:30 a.m., a bye week, and then back to Sunday night. That's a wonky schedule, but it's a winnable schedule, right? Like, we can beat Miami. I think we can beat Denver at home, Seattle at home. Kansas City lost to the Jags last night. I'm not scared of Dallas, and I'm not scared of Chicago. So it's a wild, weird, very primetime heavy schedule. But with a healthy Jaden, I don't think there's anything we should be pessimistic about. We should have nothing but optimism for this team. Yeah, the secondary looks a little rough. Yeah, I would like to have a little bit better of a pass rush. You can nitpick anything, but overall, this team is trending upwards, and that's all you can really ask.
They definitely are. I mean, I tend to agree with you, honestly. And you want
finally, you agree with him on something, Jay.
You want to be I'm playing your best ball in, like, after Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Not necessarily right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker.
Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
What do you think about Bill and kind of everything he's been able to do? And can he get like a bell cow role, like a true he's the guy going forward? Because DQ talked yesterday at length, and he did not seem willing to commit to that.
Why should he, though? I mean,
that's fair.
We keep asking this question. Why? What if Bill, having a day and not playing well, you still got two other guys that can get it done?
I think Bill is the best running back on this team. That being said, Jeremy McNichols is a beast as well. Bill's a starter. There's no denying that. Let's not undersell how good Bill has been, how when he has the ball in his hands, he's always making a play. He's always doing something electric. He's always looking upfield. He's averaging 6.6 a carry. The offensive line is blocking like hell for him. There's not enough good things you can say about Bill. I know DQ isn't ready to make definitive statements. I will. Bill's our starter. He's eyeing up and down offensive rookie of the year, if you ask me. And he's a complete game changer. And he can catch the ball out of the backfield too, which I think is very necessary. I love what Bill's doing. I love his game. I love how fast he is with the rock in his hands. So, yeah, he's my starting running back, no doubt about it.
But yeah. the him being a starter is one thing. But to expect him to just start carrying it 20, 25 times a game, I think is ridiculous. Because you know we know what happens when that happens? They go to the wayside real, real quick. If they utilize him like he's been being used, 10, 15, maybe in the game you get 20, you can have Bill for much longer than you would if he started carrying 20, 25 times a game.
And you know what? Cliff is in his bag. I think Cliff called a very good game against the Chargers. I think Cliff has got he has recognized what he has in this running game, and that includes McNichols and Rodriguez and Jaden, I guess, too. But when we have a running game that's operating like it is right now, it takes so much pressure off Jaden because, let's be honest, without Terry, we have Debo at wide receiver. And if you want to say Luke, fine. But, you know, Luke only caught one ball on Sunday. It was a great ball.
That ball was great.
Chris Moore isn't doing anything. Zach Ertz, you know, he's dependable, but he's not really that threat downfield. Jalen Lane has not become that threat downfield. So, you know, when the running game is operating and getting 6 yards a carry, it just makes the entire offense just go so much smoother, and it allows Jaden to make those passes to Luke, you know, to find, you know, the Tay Martins, you know. It'll allow the passing game that needs Terry back huge to just, like, be a little, you know, it's like using a crutch. And I think that's fine. I don't think we need Jaden to put the entire offense on his back, and it's such a sigh of relief to see Bill and the boys, you know, carry that load for the running game.
All right, I want to switch it up to Caps. Obviously, the season opens tomorrow night. Coach Carberry's been pretty clear that he doesn't really think preseason matters a ton. How excited are you just for hockey to get back going?
Yeah, Bruins come to town, come to Capital One tomorrow. Team should be very, very good again. It's, you know, possibly Ovi's last season. I know he wants to do anything, but he's going to get asked every city he goes, is this your last time in, you know, insert city here? And he's going to say, I don't know. It's going to get annoying for everybody, but it looks like it's, if I had a guess, if I had a wager, I would say it's his last season, but who knows? You know, only he knows, and he literally might not. He might just take this season by ear. But Ovi aside, I mean, this team's great. You know, we saw Protus last year. We saw McMichael last year. We saw Strome last year. All just improved rapidly. You know, guys like Dubois, who were just fantastic last season. Ryan Leonard, who might be Rookie of the Year this year.
Yeah, he's going to be our favorite guest on the show today.
Yeah, he's joining us in about a half hour or so.
Great. Tell him I say hello. I think this team should be as good, if not better, than last season's. I think Carberry is still the best coach in hockey, and I really have nothing bad to say. I watched, this is just who I am now. I watched basically every second of every preseason game. And the Caps, even though it was preseason, just looked so much better than everybody that we played. I'm just, as you said, I'm very excited for the season to begin.
It should be fun, man. What are kind of expectations around this season? Not necessarily yours, because we know how you operate, but like what is the hockey?
How do I operate, JP?
You tend to come in thinking, I don't
they're
know.
They're going to go undefeated.
What
they're
are
score
your expectations? 400 you
goals
win in the cup?
This year.
Yeah.
You get a little out there.
I mean, you want me to be
honest. You're like a space cadet sometimes.
If you would like me to be honest, I mean, the Caps had 111 points last season when if you recall the season before, hardly made the playoffs. To come back, have 111 points last season, and I think this team is as good, if not better, than last season's, the expectations are high. The expectations are Stanley Cup. Like, I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. This team was extraordinarily good last year. Not just good, the best, the second best in the league in the regular season, you know? Like, the Jets won the President's Trophy. We had the second most points and the most in the Eastern Conference. And I don't think people are realizing quite how good this team is because of, you know, the playoffs went a little sour. But this team has only improved. So, yeah, expectations are sky high. This could be a Stanley Cup team.
When will you come down for a game? Because you never come down for Commanders games.
Yeah.
I got to look at the schedule. I truly
Hold
need
on, so
to get down there.
So today's your brother's birthday, and I know you and your brother share your deep love of the Caps. Why don't you come down tomorrow for the opener and take your brother?
Because he's weak.
Jesus, D-Mitch. I got stuff. Hey, I'm a busy man.
He got
man.
A damn thing to do. Nothing to
I
do.
I got so much going on. I got so much on my calendar.
Man, stop lying.
My birthday is on Friday, by the way.
Hey, please don't fall off a curb this year.
No, that's not in the cards for this year. I'll let you know when I'm down there. I promise I'll let you know.
All right. I'm glad you'll let us know when you're down here.
We can have the Barcelona meet and greet.
Don't hold your breath.
Bemis, hold your breath.
He legit will come down for Caps games. He just doesn't come down.
Yeah, he'll come down for a Caps game. You won't see him, but he'll say
no. He'll see me for 10 minutes before he leaves halfway through the first period. Bemis.
That actually tracks. That sounds pretty accurate, frankly.
Y'all both weird.
All right, Nate Dogg, thank you for the time, buddy.
All right, I'll see you guys soon.
All right. You heard Nate. There's a ton of excitement surrounding Caps youngster Ryan Leonard. He will join the program at 12:45. Make sure you're there.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for a kickoff with an offer that you don't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.